The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
We got a story about Prince Harry. Is he out of touch?
Yeah. Is he? I don't know. Yes, yes, very much so. I think that's probably been some of the criticism of him in general. So he's been speaking on behalf of the Better Up Foundation, so talking about mental health and, you know, how it's been impacted by the pandemic. And they were talking about, you know, the Great Resignation, how people seem to be leaving their jobs. And he was saying, in his defence, he was saying it's not a bad thing necessarily. There's lots of people who have probably been really unhappy, and maybe this is a really good chance for them to, you know, stand down and reassess their lives, but no, it was met with a lot of backlash, people saying, you are so out of touch. Of course, it's easy for you to stand down from your job, you know. It's not as easy for us who aren't royals, so they were very upset.
Yeah.
Punters were upset.
You know, I read the other day that the Great Resignation might not be happening in Australia.
Oh.
So it's more of an overseas thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, we didn't have the pandemic as bad over here. The, you know, higher standards of wages and conditions and things like that. And so there is not as many unhappy people as there are in, say, America, where it's kind of come from.
And the UK,
where people have just gone, do you know what? I'm sick of doing this dead-end job. I'm just going to go and become a landscape gardener. Or something.
Because why not?
Or a fisherman.
I wonder how many people over here have bought caravans, though. I know that sounds ridiculous. Like, you know, to go travelling around Australia with their children or, you know, just WA because you can't go anywhere.
I think that's great. Caravans, boats, all that sort of stuff, dogs.
Yeah. More so that.
Yeah. But the thing is, there is actually so many jobs going at the moment. Like, I've gone to so many restaurants, it's like, oh, sorry, you know, we can't do table service or we can't do this, we can't do that. Karen Up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that new food...
How could I not know
in that
Karen
new,
Up?
In that new food precinct, they've got like a sushi train joint called Super Tetsudo,
mm-hmm.
And it's the third outlet that they've opened in Perth. It's a WA-based business, I believe. The first one was in Claremont, near Claremont Quarter. Then they opened one at Carousel, now Karen Up, and they're excellent. They're really, really awesome. But I was in Claremont the other day and went to go to the one there, and they're like, oh, sorry, we can only do takeout now because we don't have the staff to operate three venues and our priority is the Karen Up shops.
Wow.
The restaurant was closed.
Gosh, that's a huge impact. And I've seen probably more, you know, employment signs on windows and things than ever before. Even, you know, there's a restaurant I love in Bunbury, Mojo's. They basically can't get people down there. Like, they're advertising, they're trying to find people places to live just so they can come and work. So,
yeah.
It's insane.
It's insane.